This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm kind of digging the day. Kind of digging the weather. Very November. I mean, we're... Each and every one of us is going to be hit by a falling tree. So it's just a matter of, is it a small tree, is it a big tree? But we're all going to be hit by trees.
Nobody's getting hit by trees, Dave. It'll be good.
Half the people in this room will be hit by trees by sundown.
Mathematically true.
And we're here until sundown, so it's probably Amy and Chris.
Mathematically true. Yeah, people don't realize the statistics.
No, they really don't.
Look to your left, then look to your right. Both of you will be hit by trees.
Only one shall survive this blustery day.
What's the old saying? If you're alone in the forest, do you actually get hit by a tree?
No.
Wait, no, that's that not even...
Wow. You're fine.
Yeah, that's the saying. If you're alone in a forest, you're fine. That's the saying. You got it.
We should make that a motivational poster.
Yeah, it's like the one where the cat's hanging on.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, man.
The only thing standing in the way between you and your dreams are obstacles.
Yes. Other people.
A series of falling trees.
Get yourself to the woods where you'll be fine.
You'll be fine and free. The only thing standing between you and your dreams is a nice long nap.
That's right. And it always wins. I do love the, there's this guy, he did like demotivational posters, but you know how at the gym, it's always like pain or sweat is fear leaving your body or pain is, you know, whatever. And like really hyping you up. And he had one for runners and just said, pain is just your body ways of saying you may be doing irreparable damage.
That's good. I've never really been one for like motivational quotes.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan. Yeah. I mean, you do have to use them at times because it does simplify a message, and you can post a sign. It's a lot easier to post a sign, like say at a gym or a baseball facility or whatever, than it is to remind people all the time what they're trying to focus on. But most of them are silly.
Yeah.
Most of them are silly.
I think it is my least favorite kind of social media post now.
Yeah. Oh.
Is motivational quote.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people do it?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude. And why are we always like in big fonts of a different color? Have you noticed that? The motivational, like Monday motivation. It's
or
always
their
like
memes.
Big font or purple. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's I don't need your motivation.
Yeah, we should start doing that on the DGS Twitter.
You want to do a Monday or a daily affirmation
from Wheeler?
I think you
should start with.
All right, I'm going to start with the trees.
If you're alone in the forest, you're fine.
That's not what I said, though.
Yeah, it's kind of what you said. Never
I said,
give
if you're
up.
Alone in the forest and a tree falls, does it actually hit you?
Never give up on your stupid dreams.
Yeah, I like that one.
You're not going to make it.
No, I have to work on some of those. I want to work on
those. Kid, it just ain't going to happen.
Speaking of like. this kind of stuff. So I have been kidding around, but you also know how weird I am, and I'm eaten up with anxiety, but I have these different anxieties. My latest is trees falling, but I also don't like tight spaces. And TikTok is, I swear to you, is feeding me these things. It's people slipping into tight, cavernous crevices.
Yeah, forget it.
And then, for real, trees falling. I know we just had a bomb cyclone, but I'm like, oh, come on. Why you got to torture me like this?
Because it knows you're going to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's listening to you.
Yeah. I'll watch the trees falling because then I feel like, see, I told you. But the people
I get some affirmation.
Sliding into crevasses, no.
Same with me and the I have a
ships.
Thing with, yes.
Yeah.
And I keep getting ship content.
Yeah.
Do you get those ones where it's like, yo.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it.
I love those.
I hate it.
I'm happy that I'm not on those boats, but I love those videos.
If we can retire that that pirate song or whatever it is, I'd be fine.
Well, what about the content though? Like, I mean, are you watching those?
Yeah,
like,
I'll mute it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the big waves.
I must be
like the Drake passage.
Super empathetic because the first time I thought I was someone or something else that I could feel what they were feeling was my kite, and I grew up with like a 200-acre farm in front of me, like that was kind of my front yard, and so when there was nothing out there, it was great. You could just play in the field, and I remember being out there with my dad with a kite, a big green one, and got it up there, and I'm holding it, and I felt, boy, this is going to be go with me on this. I felt like I was the kite. I felt like I was several hundred feet up in the air, being whipped by the wind, and I could feel it through my hands, and I let go of the stick. You know, that was it was wrapped around. Mm-hmm. My dad's like, GD, and he goes running for it, you know, and he gives it back to me and I let go again. Then he clued in. He's like, oh, that's right. My son's a freak. So. But no, like if I watch those big ship in the waves videos, I can't enjoy it thinking like, well, they obviously survived or they wouldn't be showing this catastrophe.
Right.
But I just feel like I'm on the boat.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I don't want to be, but I'm like it's better in that.
But you kind of enjoy it.
The videos, yes, because it's just impressive. Like it's amazing. First of all, it's amazing to just see the ocean be that terrible and scary and like just
50-foot waves.
But like also, those dudes do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's their living. They're always doing that. I'm impressed.
Well, it's
nuts. I'm impressed thinking about people who cross those waters in wooden ships.
I'm impressed by people who can fly kites.
And not let go of them?
Not let go.
It is. Like my algorithm now is like all mountain climbing, and then it's gotten increasingly like dangerous where you're getting to the ridges, right? Mm. And they're balancing on ridges, and these ridges are multiple football fields
long. Can you do that?
No, I've gotten to a ridge. I've gotten to a couple points like that, but they were very short.
Yeah, that's good.
And again, I was over my skis. Like, I shouldn't. That was probably stupid of me, but we just got to a point. But I've not done it where it is, like, the entire ridge. I mean, it's insane. And I watch these videos, and I'm like, I am a weak, small person because people are doing these all the... Like, there are tons
For
of
fun.
Videos, which means there are a lot of
the
people doing
ones.
This. The bike ones, where they're going down on these super narrow mountain trails.
Yeah,
I thought it was AI at first. Then I realized humans were doing it, and I couldn't breathe.
Those, yeah.
I mean, honest to goodness, the biggest risk I take, and I'm terrified by it, is like making a non-signal left turn on Manchester Road.
That's up there.
That's up there. And there are all these people on these boats and these bikes and these mountain ridges.
On purpose.
I'm a coward.
It's crazy. When Nick was 13, both kids, I told him I'd take him anywhere in the contiguous U.S., and he wanted to go hiking in the Grand Canyon. So we did it, and we booked like a private Sherpa, you know, kind of guy. And we went in March. So down in the valley, it was, you know, 70 degrees, but at the top, it was frozen.
Yeah.
And you had to wear crampons because you were walking on frozen donkey pee. And within the first... several minutes, our guide almost fell over the edge.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember thinking, my son's going to be really disappointed when I turn around. But I like really, really contemplated it. Like if it's going to take us, we're here for 4 days. And so if he's already falling, there's every chance.
I would have been thinking, if this guy falls, how am I getting us down?
Yeah.
I don't know my way back.
You're just going to scoot down. You sit down and just...
Man, what a trip that was. I was doing, me and four friends each put in $1,000 because we were all fat. And we had a weight loss contest. And I only had a week left. And I'd been doing Atkins for a month. And so the guy shows up. We have these big packs. And they're full of Payday candy bars and trail mix and M&Ms. And I said, oh, I'm on Atkins. And he goes, no, you're not. Not with me. You won't make it. You need like 8,000 calories a day. And I'm like, I'm at a contest. So I was living on little bits of beef bouillon in the soup and things like that and cream cheese and lettuce. It was awful.
Oh, no.
Awful. And then I lost because the guy who was within a few pounds of me, his wife was a nurse and she gave him an enema.
That's cheating.
That's a cheat.
No, big cheat. And he was a college wrestler, so he lost like 15 pounds in a day.
He used to do that stuff all the time. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Lose that water weight in a day.
Drooling in a bucket.
Yeah. Do that. They do sit in the steam room.
Yeah, the trash bags.
Yep.
So unhealthy.
Super healthy stuff for athletic competitors.
Yeah, then they weigh in, and then they just gain it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you weigh it in, you're like, I got to eat now.
Ugh.
Yeah, I did that the best I could. I went to the sauna and I was dehydrating and I wasn't drinking anything. And the guy that owned the gym, I was doing lives for them at the time, Powerhouse, and he was really worried about me. And he came into the sauna with like a protein shake, and he's like, "You have to drink this," like, because I was bonking. I was like seeing Smurfs and stuff like that. So I weighed 200 pounds the day before the weigh-in. I weighed 192 at the weigh-in. And then I had a gig that night, played in the band, and I was drinking beer and eating nachos, and I weighed 205 the next day.
Oh, wow.
So,
So basically you had lost water weight.
Yeah.
As soon as you started drinking, you get it back.
It all goes right back. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Nice job on 1120 day. I was listening to quite a bit of it. Yeah,
it
you guys
fun.
Really covered it.
It was fun.
For me, it was eating breakfast with my dad in silence, in the dark, on a winter morning as he listened to KMOX in the morning march.
Yeah.
And that is just ingrained in my mind. And then I love the story. I didn't realize how old KMOX was, even when I got here. And my mom, when she fell and went into some sort of dementia, Alzheimer's, was telling me that when she was a little girl, she and her brother used to listen to Cardinals baseball. And I was like, yeah, okay, Mom. And then I looked it up, and sure enough,
they really
did. Like, I couldn't believe that. Plus, they're down in Benton, Illinois.
Next year is 100 years, right?
Yep.
Yes, 2025.
Yeah. We had someone say that they've listened since 1946.
That's so cool.
When they were 5 years old.
Yeah.
In 46.
That's cool.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I know it. This station's meant so much to the area for so long, and it's not just St. Louis immediate, but you know,
Midwest,
yeah,
Arkansas, bigger than that. I mean, like I listened to KMOX at night growing up in Detroit.
Yeah,
well, didn't
I used to listen to Cardinals games the last half of it after a Tigers game would end, and like when you get in, if you're in the radio business, there are call letters that everybody knows.
Yep,
and KMOX, they're on that list. It's that. WGN, WABC, you know, like there's maybe 10 of them, maybe 12, but everybody in the business knows.
Well, like when we met Andy Cohen and John Hamm, you say KMOX and their eyes light up.
Yep.
You know, just hometown stuff.
Yep. Did you hear we played part of the interview when Bill Clinton called Charlie Brennan and Kevin Horgan from Air Force One?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Super cool.
It was
cool.
In the New York Times front page the next day.
Super cool.
It said it was an uncharacteristically bitter 23-minute rant against Rush Limbaugh, the media, and conservative radio.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. Good. Let's go. Welcome back, guys. DG, SNKMOX. You know how in your, like, 20s, boys, you're getting stood up and disappointed by girls? When you're 60, it's your daughter. So we had this big plan, and by we, I mean me, that on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, sacred, right, we're all going to get together, and we're going to make grandma's cookies, and Phoebe's all in, and I'll make those cookies, and blah, I can't wait to do it, and a little recipe. And then she told her mom last night, like, oh, Wednesday, yeah, I'm going out with my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's a time-honored tradition as well. Yeah,
I know, just not when you're 60. So, it's just the evolution of life, right?
Yeah. Amy calls it, there you go.
Yeah,
I don't call it that. That's
what it's called.
No, I know.
That's what it's called.
They named it.
She christened it Skanksgiving.
Skanksgiving. That's what I call it.
That's what I call it. Yeah. I don't know. We're looking into it.
You know, skanks.
And giving.
Rhymes with thanks.
Yeah, thanks. We must never say it.
They're calling it, but I'm going to say it.
Skanksgiving.
They're going to cancel me.
They don't want me to say it. They go crazy when I say it.
And then across the street, there are people protesting that you said it.
Right. Oh, boy.
Anyway.
That's what we should do.
I'll tell you what, though.
Make it Cable X Skanksgiving. Heading into the 100-year anniversary.
Yes.
Put that in front of Maria Kena, see if she'll read it.
It'd be bigger than kegs and eggs.
Yes, it would.
Yes, KMOX Skanksgiving. Dude, how are we not?
We got to do this. We'll come to work on Wednesday night.
There's definitely a morning zoo somewhere doing that.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't matter. KMOX does it.
That's true.
Listen, we did it. We can broadcast live from Harpo's in Chesterfield. We can do KMOX Skanksgiving.
The voice of St. Louis.
Put that out there in our Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Should we?
Put it out as a poll.
Should we have?
Should we do?
Skanksgiving.
KMOX Skanksgiving.
Should we all come to work on Wednesday night?
Perfect topic for 11:20.
Oh, yes.
You guys should have run that one by John Butler.
We should have talked to John Butler about it.
John, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, we'll have John.
He said to be enterprising, something like that.
Yeah, right. He did.
This is as enterprising as it gets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, here's an idea, John. How about Skanksgiving? KMOX.
I love it.
We'll get Fred Bottomer on it.
Well, he is the health and religion editor.
Yes.
He is.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Fred's going to be like, I'm already going out. I got plans.
This is your host of Skanksgiving, Fred Bottomer.
Oh, my gosh. We could all be broadcasting live from different bars.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Calling in. Like election.
I got time on my hands now. I ended up interviewing my daughter.
We should do it like election night, where it's like an official.
We'll have a drink. We'll have a...
KOX Skanksgiving 2024.
Hey, a couple of Voice of St. Louis bombs. I don't know what's in it. Red Bull, at least. I don't know what else.
We could build it.
Yeah.
50,000 watt shot.
Is that everything for you back in the day?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Was there like a tradition where you'd go?
No, I feel like I only went out a couple times. Because, I mean, I didn't have like a very long partying phase.
Yeah.
But definitely at 21, I went out the night before.
You hit it hard and intense, right?
Yeah.
Just for a couple years?
Mm-hmm. I just learned about it like 3 years ago.
Oh my God, dude.
What, drinking?
Drinking.
Did you not get to leave the house when you were younger?
The two big.
I think that's well documented, Kevin.
For the college people, the two big nights, Skanksgiving and Halloween, the Saturday before Halloween.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Or if Halloween's on a Saturday.
That I knew about.
That's a big one. We should do that too.
You guys have big plans?
For traveling.
Wednesday before?
We're going to be out of town.
Oh, you're gone all week next week, aren't you?
Yeah.
What will happen to our Twitter?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe I'll just tweet via remote and just guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Just guess at what you're doing.
Just schedule a bunch of tweets.
just guess at what you're doing.
Make stuff up.
Like, yeah, hey, they're talking about ham sandwiches at 2:30.
And then we have to talk about whatever you say. Now you put it out there, and then we have to do it.
Coming up next.
Should just tweet about whatever you're doing in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh,
I kind of like that.
And don't say it's you doing it.
It won't be much. It won't be much.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Just really mundane.
Watching TV on the couch. Like, talking to my cousins.
Take a picture of the TV.
Eating something else again.
I'm here with my cousins. They really like me a whole lot. No one's annoyed.
No.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Were you here for that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we were talking about how everyone has those people. Everyone's got that cousin. Mm-hmm. And Wheeler goes, all I know is it's not me. Everyone likes me.
All my cousins like me.
No one avoids me.
Yes.
Yeah. In fairness, they don't see me very often. That probably helps with the like factor.
Yeah.
I've never heard that flex before.
Small
It's a strange one.
All my cousins like me.
Well, no, because you guys asked. You specifically
asked. It's a first date flex.
Right.
No, here's how it played. Dave specifically asked, do you have that person in your family? And I said, well, no, I don't have, I don't know. And I said, I don't think it's me because everybody likes me.
And it probably is because it's like a small doses thing.
Yeah,
with you.
It's distance. Yeah, I don't live anywhere like near any family.
You're like a cheesecake.
Yeah,
like you, a cheesecake once
cheesecake
is great,
is
but
way
then you
better
need
than me.
You need like 6-7 months off.
Nah, cheesecake is good every
cheesecake,
day.
Cheesecake like yeah.
a lot
is a lot.
Nah. It's a lot.
Kind of a lot.
It's sweet. He's a sweet guy, but it's a lot.
A little
I'd
dense.
Like to go on the record and say I don't need 6 months between cheesecakes.
Me neither. On a night with
bits. The very first time I saw this video, I thought George Michael was a really hot girl. I had to wrestle with it a little bit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was good looking.
Oh my Lord, yes.
Beautiful, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no problem saying that.
Yeah.
I remember producer Tom Turbrock said that he had face blindness to men. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I can't tell if someone's attractive or not. I'm like, you can't tell the difference between me and Brad Pitt.
He's
like, no.
Liar.
I'm like, shut up.
Oh. Yeah. No, because like, I feel like we're just wired as humans to recognize both like
our superiors.
Yes, our superiors. Attractiveness, right? Or beauty, or whatever it would be considered traditional beauty, you know, in your culture at that time, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. Isn't that kind of how we're wired?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise,
yeah.
I mean, that's why like everyone in Hollywood's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why do you think everybody you see on TV, especially in an entertainment, it can be a little different in a newsy setting, but like, look at sports TV. If you're not like an 80-year-old Hall of Fame coach, if you're young, you're probably good looking.
Yeah.
Good shape.
Toothpaste yep. commercials.
You and the toothpaste.
That's right.
You know, you think about like how good looking all those people are. It's because there's been a filtering out process that's been going on.
Good
and
point.
It's like the best of the best. Yeah. And even if like the people that you see on screen that you think they're not very attractive. If you saw them in person, I guarantee yeah. you they'd be the best looking person
yes. sure.
in the room by far.
I feel like for every 99 beautiful people in Hollywood, there's like a Steve Buscemi.
Which is the job I would like.
Yeah.
Nick and I talk about that all the time.
I know. I think that's what I'm saying. I think he doesn't have the traditional
yes.
characteristics of
yeah,
handsomeness
I mean,
right
now. Obviously, there are cultural differences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that are considered sexy, you know, parts of the body, you're different in this country as opposed to that country. But I think we all kind of agree on attractive and not attractive.
I think there's a science to some of it, like
the symmetry.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's a symmetrical thing about how your face is equal on each side or whatever. Yeah. I think there's some science to it.
I don't typically, and it's probably just my insecurity, but I don't typically like gorgeous people. Does that make sense? I like a little flaw.
If they're too good looking to not feel real, then yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I battled that my whole life.
I don't think most people, like even if you meet people that are like legitimate like top of the chain, good looking. If you meet them in person, they don't look like they do on the screen.
Also, you know how it's going to end, right? Like, let's say you lure one in somehow with your charms and shenanigans. I know how this is going to end.
Yeah,
quickly.
Yeah.
Could be a week, could be a year, but it's going to end. You're going to see through my shenanigans.
I like charms and shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like a great gift store.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Did you see Charms and Shenanigans is having a sale?
I'm just here with the charms. I have two fascinating topics. I'll let you guys choose which one you want, because we'll get to them both. Hoodies or tuna fish?
Hoodies.
Yeah, hoodies.
Okay.
Hoodies.
So you see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing a hoodie.
I like it.
And under it, I have a t-shirt tucked into my jeans.
Yeah.
And this is mostly because years ago, Rach, you may not even remember this, but you had said that someone who wears a hoodie with no shirt under it's a psycho. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember saying
that. Yeah. And I always wear a hoodie with nothing under it.
That's so weird.
Psycho.
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
Today, I only have this because I was wearing this t-shirt as my clothes for the day, and then it ends up being 0 degrees outside, and I had this hoodie in my Jeep, so I threw it on over it. But then I can't have it untucked, so I tucked it. Making any sense?
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, you do the same thing?
I hate the tucked-in shirt if that is the outer layer.
Oh, yes.
I don't care what shirt it is.
That is one of my only no-goes.
Yeah, I hate that
so much.
You can't
just tuck a shirt in.
But underneath a sweatshirt or a sweater, always.
But does anyone else wear hoodies with nothing under it? Or do you agree with Rachel it's a psycho thing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like a hoodie long-sleeve t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not technically a sweatshirt, though, then that you can do.
So to you guys, is it like wearing a coat with no shirt?
Not quite kind that of, extreme. That's a little less weird than that.
You know, imagine that hoodie had a zipper on it. You definitely have a shirt on.
Mm-hmm. What if you zip your chest hairs?
What if you zip your chest hairs?
Yeah.
That's not what I thought you said at first. Yeah, I wouldn't worry that much about it.
Yeah.
You got a lot of chest hair?
I got a good amount.
Need a little taco meat?
I got a little something.
Oh. Okay. Taco? What?
Yeah, I got a buddy who calls it taco meat. I don't know.
He's a strange man.
I thought it's great. Weird. I'm keeping it. Because it hangs out when you have a little collar. You have like a button collar and it hangs out a little bit.
Amy just got accosted by a microphone.
We have ghosts in here.
By the way, his microphone's falling down. Mine's falling down. Yeah. That one fell down earlier.
Yeah. This happened to me yesterday twice on the air. Just went boop.
We are going to have all the kinks ironed out by our 100th birthday.
But hey, we're all over the fridge though.
You've cleaned the fridge.
It is clean the fridge day.
Does every office get the, hey, clean the fridge or we're going to throw it away email? Does everybody get that?
I have never worked a place where that didn't happen. It's always happening.
I don't think I've ever had anything in that fridge.
No.
Me neither.
No, but that's because you know we've got the one in the office.
Yeah, true.
You have one in your office, but then we have another one in our little side office too.
Yes. So
no need for the big fridge.
Dude, so on the tuna front...
Yes.
Wheels and I had a disturbingly long conversation about how we like our tuna.
Comparing notes. Yeah.
And this freak has his tuna with ranch dressing.
Yep.
Shredded tuna? That kind of tuna?
Yeah, yeah. Not like restaurant tuna.
Okay.
Yeah,
like instead of mayonnaise or Miracle Whip, it's ranch.
Yeah. I don't see what the difference would be in terms of grossness.
It seems like it'd be a lot.
A lot?
No,
that's
but see, that's what I told Dave, though, is you go very light on the amount that you use.
Because
I don't like a lot of mayonnaise on any. I'm not a fan of mayonnaise at all, but if it's like in an egg salad, it's fine. But I want it to have less mayonnaise than it normally does. I don't like a lot.
Tuna is also something I refuse to compromise on. Like, it has to be wild-caught albacore in water, you know, like, if you club them to death, you know, it's like, it's got to be, like, the best of the best, sir.
Yeah.
And then Miracle Whip, because I'm a Miracle Whip kid, and a little relish, maybe jalapenos.
I'll tell you what I've done. Mustard.
It's good.
Mixed it with mustard
deli
instead
mustard.
Of,
yeah.
Never done that.
It makes it
never had that thought.
Cuts down on the calories a little bit. You can still add a little Miracle Whip, but I really like mustard, and it's such a strong flavor without...
I am about tuna the way Rach is about milk. I must prepare it myself. Like, I can't go to a restaurant and have tuna sandwich.
No, that's weird.
I get that,
What's the milk thing?
I don't want anyone else pouring my milk. I don't want to drink milk around you guys. No offense.
No, I kind of get it.
I just want to, like, be alone and have my milk that I
sounds like Richie Rich or something. Mama, I must pour my own milk.
What is your worry?
Yeah, why do you think you've developed that?
I don't want dust and skin particles to get into my milk. There are dozens of us. I've talked to people very recently.
And I'm the psycho for wearing a hoodie without a shirt.
I just love that, like, Amy's laughing at this while yesterday telling us, I use 17 ounces of toothpaste every time I brush my teeth. And then you're going to act like Rachel's weird.
Yeah, Rachel's is much weirder.
No.
I like the foam a little bit.
I got to say, I'm not trying to pour any milk for anybody.
Yeah, I've never.
But...
It always does kind of hurt my feelings when Rachel's like, I would never drink milk in the same
never in a million years would I drink milk.
You've never crossed that line with her?
Yeah, I've never like...
Rachel, I poured you a buttermilk.
Well, it's some milk. I brought it from home.
While brushing my hair.
It always kind of hurts my feelings. She's like, no offense, but I am not drinking milk
she
in the same room.
She won't take milk from you. She won't take food from me. We have a support group now, you and me. But why is it, of all things, milk?
I don't know. I don't know where
it's the viscosity.
Well, it's just kind of a thick drink, you know, and it's like there's something about it. I just don't want dust in it. I just don't want
dust
any dust
in a lot of the stuff that you drink.
That's maybe, so perhaps.
Right. The implication
dust
here
gets
being...
lost in soda. In milk, it's just right there.
Yeah.
Like if there's a little dust,
it stays. Yeah, it stays on the top, and you can see it.
If there's a little dust in your Mountain Dew, you're not going to notice, but you're going to see it on the milk.
If I pulled you a buttermilk, and it had a hair in it. And I told you it had a hair in it.
Yeah.
What kind of money are we talking for you to?
In the thousands.
Okay. Fair enough.
Make it worth my while.
Dusty milk.
And you have to enjoy it alone by yourself?
Well, it's just, I would feel uncomfortable if we were all sharing a meal right now. I wouldn't want to have a glass of milk with it.
Really?
How about?
Is it sensual?
So funny.
Yeah, yes, it's a sensual experience.
It's a moment.
I'm just too embarrassed. Like,
I need to be alone.
Why?
It's intimate.
Because the more people are around, the more there is a risk of skin particles and dust getting in the milk.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Okay, Rachel, and I'm sorry to keep doing this.
It's okay.
Hair in the milk. It's your hair, and you know it.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I mean, I still don't want it, but it's a
well,
better
sure. Like, I'm not saying you're happy
anyone
about
else's
it,
hair.
But
yeah.
Would you still drink it if you knew it was your hair?
No.
Okay.
Unless I was getting paid.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You'd drink for no money? You'd drink milk with your hair in it?
I would. I mean, it's not like a big clump of my hair, and I would take the little piece out. I wouldn't, like, eat the hair, but...
No, you I mean, contaminated the milk by reaching into
you're
it.
You're like the little girl on
out.
Signs.
Contaminated.
Yeah.
You're like Mo.
There's a glass of milk all across the house.
Yeah. It's the only way to kill the aliens.
Why didn't you finish that water? It's contaminated.
Okay, what about chocolate milk? Huh? Chocolate milk is different.
I agree.
It's a different scenario.
You're okay with skin particles?
I'm not okay with it, but I feel like it's a less of a risk of
well, the chocolate kills it.
The skin particle. And usually I'm drinking it out of like a little carton or something.
Also,
so
how often do you have glasses of milk?
Very rarely. It's not something I seek out.
Yeah,
like
this is
an adult
my
woman.
Thing. To be clear, this is something that has never once come up.
I know. I mentioned it once, and it just has stuck in all of your heads.
We've never like had milk at the studio, or
you know what? Oh, this is as rare as Ronj being afraid of being in a little boat next to a big boat. It doesn't happen a lot.
I could die in that little boat.
I could die if I drink.
You're not gonna die from
particles.
Skin particles and milk.
I could die of being grossed out by how disgusting it is. That's true.
A very close friend who every time, he was a roommate for a while, and every time we'd have spaghetti, pasta of any kind, he would have to have a glass of milk with it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
is that a thing?
Lot.
For me,
that's
maybe
is this
when
the
was...
same guy that called chest hair taco meat?
Yeah. No, different guy.
Different guy.
You have quite a crew.
It just must have been. Like, there are families. Is this the guy that like aged meat with mold on it for 6 years?
No,
or
but
whatever?
He lived. That guy lived with us.
Was this
too.
The stripper?
What a horrible house that was.
No, it was fun.
Look at
fun.
Us listing all of Ronji's friends. Is it the freak with the taco meat? Nope. Stripper? Nope. Like,
kind of people I hang out with.
Would we be a part of your crew?
No.
Or do you have a separate crew?
I don't think I want to be in that crew.
You wouldn't be invited, you dork. We don't have any. We don't have any. We don't have any Magic the Gathering people in our crew.
I think I'm fine with that. You guys can go ahead and drink your milk and.
I didn't say I did it.
Moldy, rotten meat.
But is that
you can't hang out with the moldy meat boys? Get out of here, nerd!
Unless you're a stripper, no. Okay.
But when he, because I thought it was weird that he'd have to have a glass of milk, and he said people do this.
No,
I've never heard of it before. That have you?
I've heard of it with chili, but not pasta.
Really, with chili?
Yeah. I do know that, like in some families, when you're a kid. The kids just drink milk for every dinner or every
that's
meal.
That's probably
yeah.
what
so
it was.
It could be that.
A few years back, we went to stay at a friend's cabin, and their whole family was there, and our whole family was there, and we sat down for dinner, and they're very religious. And this is what I write it off to. And they said, no, we have anything at all you want to drink. We have every beverage. You can choose from milk or water.
Yeah, well, that
we
encapsulates
all.
We were like,
We have it all, but you have any Mountain Dew flavored water?
One 153 DGS. I had a memory unlocked today
You know how you have things from your past that were just joyous? A lot of them from childhood. Floor hockey.
Yeah.
No skates.
In
no roller skates.
Floor hockey.
Ours was in the PE room.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were really good, you got invited to play after school, and that was the jam. Mm. Like, just staying after school and seeing the janitors doing stuff and the teachers, and you just felt like you were in the Navy SEALs or something.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We used to play in my buddy's driveway. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The driveway
red
games.
Ball.
Yep. We used to, and my two doors down from me, the guy, my friend's dad, would ice over the backyard during the winter, so we would actually go out on skates and play.
I never even saw someone ice skate until I was a grown up.
Really?
No, no one did it.
Yeah.
No.
But the driveway games, I think, were more fun than that. The driveway games, because you'd like check each other into fences and take turns being goalie and all. Mm-hmm. I will say this, the worst thing about floor hockey is the people that don't know what they're doing, because they're always smacking you in the legs with a stick. Like, they don't have control of what they're doing. Oh. Hated that.
And now,
just crapping on my memory.
Yeah. No. I loved hockey. Floor hockey's great. But there were a couple kids, talking about Alan, didn't have control of
hockey. Alan, if you're listening.
Alan.
Yeah.
Dude.
Get it together.
Stop hitting people
on notice.
Stop hitting people in the shins.
That's like such an Alan.
I know. Damn it, Alan.
Yeah, if you'd have given me 10 names to choose from, Alan would have been the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my middle name. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It is?
Oh,
is it?
David Allen.
Yeah, that seems like a common one.
Do you feel
David
connected
Allen?
To your middle name?
No. Mine is very generic.
Ranji.
Yeah.
Chris Ranji. Ranji.
That's I have two. Yes. And.
From now on it is.
And. Each one's spelled different.
R-A-N-J-E-R-O-N-G-E.
Yep.
Chris Ranji Ranji.
It's like,
what is your middle name?
Michael. There's a lot of Christopher Michaels out there.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not Catholic, though, right?
No.
Very Catholic.
No. My parents are.
Oh, well,
that's the origin of the name, yeah.
Jeez.
Well,
I know it's weird. I'm not even Catholic.
Well, hold on.
Choose your name.
Well, hold on. They converted to Catholicism when I was away at school.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They became Catholics when I was an adult.
Secretly?
Oh, yeah.
No, I knew it was happening.
Ron just comes
home. It wasn't like they called
me. As soon
as
this kid leaves, we're getting religious.
We got something to tell you.
Also, when I was away at school, sounds crazy. Is that Hogwarts?
Yeah.
What was that?
Hogwarts.
Ronji comes back for Thanksgiving his first semester, and there's just a big picture of the Pope.
No, incense everywhere.
Son,
they went through the whole process. It was my dad.
Have a seat, Ranji. Ranji.
My dad wanted to do it, and my mom's like, "All right, whatever." You know, so she just kind of did it because he wanted to do
just
it.
Just wait till the kid's out of the house.
Yeah. Well, he knew I wasn't going to do it. I ain't going through all that. I'm happy for you.
Well.
I'm happy for you, but I ain't doing all that.
Did they ever invite you?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't in the house. I wasn't
out
there.
The window, making sure your car was out of the driveway. Ready? He's gone. Now.
I mean, it's not like I ever had the
thought.
Get
the rosary.
Hurry up. The Eucharist. Now.
I never thought, I can't believe you guys didn't invite me. Like,
I don't know. If I came home and my parents were Jewish, I'd be like... Maybe clue me in.
I knew they were doing it. The whole process, I knew about it. And I was just like, have a good time. Hope you have fun.
Hey, we're going to do the Stations of the Cross. He's gone now.
That's awesome.
We spent this life with you. We don't want to spend the
Wherever we're going, you're not going.
Yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.